Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
We're discussing controversial topics, and we're going to have a good time tonight, you guys. So, let's get right into it. Jalen has his clothing line, which is Royal Breed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Aaron has his clothing line with us today, custom clothing, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And it is Player Essentials.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So these two guys have received a lot of buzz around the Dallas Metroplex with these two lines, and I'm so thankful to have you two on the show with me today. I'm going to start with you, Aaron. In your bio, I read you had a mission statement, which states, essential clothing inspired by and branded for the most prominent. So I would like for you to go into details on why you chose that to be your mission statement.
Okay. Player Essentials is inspired by and branded for the most prominent because it started with me, and I felt like I'm a person of vivid color. You know what I mean by vivid color is a person with so much personality, so much to them. And although, you know, like, through, you know, slips and falls and shots to the chin I've taken, it's more so like I always shake back. I always felt like God had a purpose for me. I always felt like I was prominent, like I was special, you know. Like, I don't know, I just felt like I thought different. Everybody was more so, I felt like around me was like a role player, and it's like I felt like I was really, you know, just I'm a free-minded person. So it's like, you know, there's so many people out here that's basic, but it's a lot of people out here that's prominent. You know, a lot of black people that's prominent. So it's just like, I'm all about representing young black excellence, you know. Young
black
prominence. Black prominence, you feel me? I love it. So it's just, you know. I mean, I try to make my brand is for everybody, every color. You know, I love every color. You know, I'm colorblind. That's what I call myself. Which is more so like, you know, it's you know where it roots from, black excellence.
Right.
I got
so, you. I honestly respect that you said black excellence, because we living in a time where that has to be recognized, that has to be put on a pedestal, that has to be highlighted, because we see, like, with police brutality, we see a lot going on in the media and society today where black people are taken for granted. So having companies like you two with successful black men as owners, that lifts us up in a different, more respectable way. So I admire that. I want to know, because I see that you custom design clothes from denim. You do denim.
Definitely.
You do swimwear. You do shoes, hats, all of it. So I would like to know, basically, is that all you, or do you have a team with you too?
Okay, so the designing and strategically the designing, every design you see is from me. I don't let anybody else, you know, design the clothes and paint the clothing, cut the clothing. That's strictly me. Mm-hmm. You know, with promotion teams and, you know, my models, you know, we make up. I feel like that makes up my brand. So the designing is me, but, you know, the brand, the identity of the brand is so many people. So, but the root of it is definitely me. You know, my big brother and my big cousin, you know, they helped me, you know. I got to shout out my boy, King Jones.
What's his name?
King Jones. I call him King. My big cousin.
King
my big
Jones?
Brother. Yeah.
So they taught you how to do this art?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I mean, like,
don't
really.
Don't call me no ma'am.
My fault. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be.
I'm 20 years old.
I'm just trying to keep it respectful.
Okay, great. Jalen, let's discuss Royal Breed, okay?
Yeah.
So you said that your mission statement is Royal Breed is inspired for all kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you want to make a brand specifically targeted for kings and queens?
Okay, the reason I started the brand specifically aimed at kings and queens, because first off, how would you feel if somebody called you a queen?
I would love that.
Exactly.
Royal.
Exactly.
Royal Breed.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how I would feel.
So, in like our opinion, everybody's a king or queen in their own way.
Uh-huh.
You just got to show it. And honestly, our brand is to build up self-esteem, because we believe everybody's a king or queen. No matter what you do, no matter what you look like, shape or size, you're a king or a queen. and we just want you to wear our brand because you look good, you feel good, you show that you're a king. You're going to wear your crown, you're going to keep your head held up high.
Absolutely. You two guys, y'all collab together.
Yes, ma'am.
And yeah. So you put Playa Essential and Royal Breed together. I want to know about that. Like, tell me that experience. Was it hot? Like, what happened with all of that?
All right, so, like, it originally, it wasn't even supposed to be, like, a collab like that. Mm-hmm. It was originally AJ's shoot, and he was just like, hey, man, I'm having a shoot. I want you and Dylan to be models. And he was like, y'all bring some of y'all stuff out, too. So I told Dylan. Dylan was like, let's do it. So we went out there. Mm-hmm. We took some pictures, and it turned out very good. It was an amazing turnout.
So about that shoot, because y'all broke the internet with that shoot. Had a lot of little pretty girls on there modeling your clothes. Yeah,
that's the style you did.
Yeah, hey. y'all had your haircuts going on.
Shit, I am a haircut.
It was a lot of like energy, good vibes seemed like, and I want to know about that day because that was a very nice day. I seen it. I didn't even know who you guys were, but I seen it all over the internet, all over social media. So tell me about that. How was that day?
Truthfully, that day was a great day. Like, I just woke up. Look, I woke up and I felt great that morning. And it was just more so like, you know, I called my partner. I mean, it had already been planned, you know. I feel like I bugged the shit out of that whole group. Like, uh-huh. You know, like planning. So it was more so like the day of, everybody was on time. Everybody was, it's like everything was snapping in order. So it's just like, you know, you love when stuff goes according to plan, when stuff goes according to strip. So right. It was more so like, you know, it was a great day. But I think more so with the collab of Royal Breed and Player Essentials that day, it was more so like, and not just Royal Breed, you know, it was like I got Lundo, I had
a couple
other brands. Yeah,
right.
Like a couple other brands out there, you know. And it was just like, I was telling everybody, you know, bring your stuff out. Because in Dallas, I feel like there's not love unity, you know, between the brands, between business in general. Like, everybody always at each other's necks. Hey, it's more so like, you know, we the same. Not to make it a color thing, but we the same color, you feel me? Like,
right.
Same age, you know, let's, why we can't get this money? Why we can't get this money?
Right. And you know? I feel that. I feel like, I love the fact that you said that because I go to school in New York, so I'll go to New York and I get so much love, but I don't receive that type of love and energy here.
Crazy,
and
right?
It's like, why? Like, this is where I'm from. This is my hometown, but I don't feel like I receive that type of, in Dallas specifically, like you said, I don't receive that. And so many people who's doing things in Dallas that's doing things big, and I feel like if we can connect and collab and get together,
you get so much more money.
We can get so much. That's why I started the show, because I'm like, I have a brand.
Yeah.
You bring your brand on here. We just
talk.
And that's his biggest thing, too.
Exactly.
Talking to him, it's like, every time I talk to him and I say something about Royal Breed and Play Essentials being something else, he's like, nah, bro, we are one. We help each other
that's
out.
That's amazing.
Bro, it's always going to be like that.
You don't see that.
Cause it's like, bro, I don't know. I'm just a generous, sweet person. Now, I could be an asshole, but, you know. Like, I'm a generous, sweet person. I want to see people eat. Like, I can hate you, and I still want to see you eat. It might not be at my table though, but you feel me? Like, I like seeing people succeed. It's just me. Like, I'm friendly. I'm a nice person. I like seeing people get money.
Have
like,
a good heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody got to eat.
But it's like, you know, it's the same way with me. Like Dallas, people. Of course, people gonna shop, but like, it's so many people like out here. You know, it's like supposed to be like people like my brothers, you know, my own family, just like they're down talk on me.
Right.
I mean, you gotta zone people out. People got the same 24 as you. If they not eating, that's their fault.
That's their fault. Okay, you guys. So lastly, I wanna know from each of you, I don't mind who goes first, but years from now, I know each of you want to expand your brand. So where do you see Royal Breed? Where do you see Play Essentials years from now? What's the future? What's the game plan for your brands?
All right. So if we speak in years from now, we gonna like us two. We Dylan. Like Dylan is, you know, my co-CEO.
Tell me who Dylan is.
Dylan is my co-CEO. He started Royal Breed with me.
Yes.
And, like, you know, me and Dylan work hard. We come up with all the designs. We go get the shirts. We put them out. We put them online. We ship them up. We package them. We do it all.
Right.
So, I forgot the question.
The question is, years from now, I want to know, where is Warrior Breed going to be? What's your game plan for Warrior Breed?
See.
And Dylan.
Yeah, our game plan for Royal Breed is pretty much grow from where we are. Right now, we're growing slowly,
yes,
but surely. Like, we want to reach out, probably eventually end up being in a store, you know, being across the city, being across the states, you know, just more than just here.
Right.
Rather than just being an online business, we
want
to expand.
You want locations.
Yes.
Okay, great. What about you, Play Essentials? Where is that going to go?
Okay, truthfully, we already got our first, you know, store offer, you know, to be in a store. So it's just more so like working, trying to maneuver that deal right now. But years from now, I want to be in a Neiman Marcus, Saks. You know, I already sell my stuff like I am. You
believe.
Feel me? So it's more so like, I know it's going to happen. Like, I know, but it's more so like, okay, I want to be featured in Neiman's and Saks and high-end stores like that, but also have my locations. But
exactly.
It's its own designer brand. So, I mean, how often do you see a solo Louis Vuitton store, a solo, you know, Alexander McQueen store? You know, you don't really see them, especially like in South Dallas or like, you know, Dallas in general. You don't really see those solo stores out. So my vision is to be different. So why not have a designer brand, you know, funded, you know, founded in Dallas, you know, made in Dallas, you know, grown and homegrown.
Right.
You know, why not see those brands in you know, high-end places like North Dallas, you know, or like Frisco and, like, you know, of course, high-end places.
And other locations, too, just Dallas, because I see solo Louis Vuitton stores and Chanel stores all over New York.
I mean, it's a global thing. Don't get me wrong. I definitely got a solo to my city first, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, you guys, I had a wonderful time talking to you about your brands today. I need you to go right now, after the show, I need you guys to go to Royal Breed and definitely shop. Go to Play Essentials, definitely shop. We have to support businesses, and not just businesses, black businesses for real. So I thank you guys. I thank you for coming on with me today, Jalen and Aaron.
Thank you for having us.
I really appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. So we'll be right back, you guys. We're gonna still have these two men with us today. We're going to do something a little different today. So when you come back, I will let you know. Okay? It's finna get.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom. Kaboom in your face.
We have Aaron and we have Jalen. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Always.
Alrighty, so let's get into it. On today's topic session, I wanted to do things differently, where I pulled questions from Instagram for my two guests to answer. Mm-hmm. I chose the best questions from 7 intelligent ladies on what they have always wanted to ask men. And that's the name of this topic today, what I have always wanted to ask men. So I got these girls, and they're going to grill you, we're just going to have fun. We're going to be relaxed. It's a more relaxed segment of the show.
That's always great.
All right.
Grill them back.
All right. So let's start off with @laid_by_J on Instagram. She wants to know, simply, why do men cheat? And I know you guys going to say, I don't cheat, or whatever the case may be, because I know y'all like to say that. I don't cheat. But if you don't cheat, why do you think men cheat?
Jax, you first.
And that's with all these questions. If you don't do it, why do you think men do it?
I'll go first. Okay. In all honesty, I feel like men don't cheat. Boys cheat. But.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good take on it. Men don't cheat. Boys do. So, like. In that moment that a man cheats, he is a boy. He was thinking as a child. Men don't cheat. Like, that's the first take that I have on it. If you're a man, you're not going to cheat. You're going to stay faithful. You're going to stay loyal. But if you're a boy, you have boy tendencies, that's what you're going to do. That's my biggest take on it.
Okay. That's a good answer. What about you?
Truthfully, I feel like men cheat because they were never truthfully interested. Like, they were never genuinely interested. Truthfully, if I cheat on you, I feel like I was there for a specific reason. I got that reason now. It's like, I want you there, but at the same time, I want to be with other people. I feel like it's just, that person can't be for you if you cheat on them.
So you think that they do it because that person may be convenient?
I feel like they're for one cheating because they don't care enough. And like Jack said, men don't cheat, boys cheat.
Okay.
Also, like, I agree with that 100%.
Y'all should put that on a shirt. Men don't cheat.
I might throw it on some jeans.
Okay, so we have at Rebel Vanessa, and she's asking, why are men intimidated by independent women?
I love independent women. I love women who gonna go get hugs. Cause it's like me, I don't like depending on people, and I love a woman who don't gotta depend on me. So if I die tomorrow, we got kids, you can take care of our kids without me. You're not needing from me. I love independent women because, for one, you really going to get that woman's personality. If a woman's depending on you, she's probably going to cater to you because she's depending on you. She's not depending on you. You feel me? It's more so like that's genuinely that woman. You know, how she acts, how she moves day to day. You know, it's almost as like she's not doing anything for you because she's not appealing to you, your nature, your personality as a man. So more so, I feel like I love independent women.
Because a lot of men, I know they love submissive women who they can,
I feel like
maybe control, and you can control them financially if you got it and she might not. So, that's why I think that's where that question stems from. And then when you find somebody that's like, I don't need you because I got this, I got that, that kind of intimidates a man. Like, hold on,
I feel like it's only intimidating if that man's insecure.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's only intimidating if he ain't secure, but it's like, if you're going to be with somebody, you got to be able to lean on them. You know what I mean? Like, if you can't lean on me, I understand you being independent, but you got to depend on me and I got to depend on you sometimes if we're going to be together.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I feel like the intimidation factor is like, if you're too independent, not like independent, like you got, okay, cool. You got your own, you do this. I'm a support. But once you're too independent to where, like, you act like I'm just, like, something you kick to the curb, then that's when it's like, all right, like, this is a problem.
So respect is the thing for you. Long as you're respectful, you can do whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
Okay. I like that. So, next question. I like these. At Pink Melanin? Pink Melanin. Yeah. Wants to know, why do y'all give women vibes you can't maintain?
Ooh.
And that's a good question, because I think, like, you probably understand the question, but I know that she means you put these, mixed signals out as if this is what you're doing, this is what you want, and then out of nowhere, you just switch up.
Like, fake love.
And men do that, so why do they do that?
I feel like men do that because, for one, it stems back to your first question. They just there for one purpose. You know, it's not genuine.
And what's that one purpose? Let's be real.
If I'm a game my way around a female, it's probably I'm trying to scratch the surface. You dig? I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm talking about if I'm alive, but I'm saying, like, I don't do that though. But I'm saying, like, I don't sell fake vibes. I don't like selling fake vibes. For one, I believe in karma. For two, it's like, I'm grown, nigga. Why I got a lot of you? You know, it's like more so if I'm not, you could just tell a female how it is. If that's a woman, and I only mess with women, you feel me? If that's a true woman, she gonna accept it, or she just gonna
just
move
tell
on.
Her the truth.
Tell her the truth.
Tell her the truth. If you liked her at first, and because it be like that, like you can like somebody. You know, age we live in with social media, you like them very much on Instagram. You chill with them a few times, and it's like, you different.
Yeah.
You not. I mean, vibes might not be the same. And I can't do this no more. And so that vibe has changed, and I can't maintain it. So that's reasonable. That's understandable. What you think?
See, my take on it is like, I wouldn't say it's like a vibe that you can't maintain, but at the same time, it's like people grow all the time. You may change what you like one day and not what you like the day before. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's pretty much like a change of heart. It's just like how, it's a horrible example, but it's just like how when people get divorced, they go to sleep one day loving this person, and the next day it's like, I want a divorce.
Yeah.
So it's more like a change of heart, but some people are afraid to admit, mm-hmm. like that they're not interested anymore.
Exactly.
So they're just going to keep stringing it along, mm-hmm. until it just breaks. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's the biggest thing about that.
Okay, let's move on to the next question. We have at @miss.nikkibaby, and she asks, what do y'all get out of telling females you had a great time and going to call, but don't? Why not just be honest? I have never been in a situation where somebody said they gonna call me and didn't.
I done been in too many of them.
But do y'all do that? Do y'all say, I'm gonna call you and don't call them?
I don't be on the phone, so it's more like I'm gonna text you.
You don't.
Like, look, sometimes I'm a sweet person, so it's like, I feel like I give the vibe off anyway that I'm not enjoying your presence or like, mm-hmm. something's off. With me, like, it's probably a really bad example, but it's like, if it's like with me, it's like, I don't know. I'm gonna give you an example. So if a beautiful shorty with me, we chilling, you know, we catching the vibe, everything cool. With something like with me, I don't like bad hygiene, so that's something that can really like flip. That could go from like 100 to 0, like, bro, like, I can smell your breath or something and like be like, you never get that out of my mind. So it's like, yeah, like, I'm going to text you. And I, the whole way home, thinking like, she not going to fix that. She shouldn't have came like that in the first place. So, nah.
It's kind of like on Friday when he told. Y'all seen that?
Yeah.
You not
mad. You talking about the shorty that pulled up on him? He was trying to get some type out of.
No, on Friday when like the big woman.
Oh, you talking about Day-Day. Like,
I'm
going
to call you. Don't ever, ever, ever come by here.
I mean, because she probably would have whooped, bro. I ain't going to count. That was a big girl.
Okay, next question. So, Ed Francesca would like to know, how do y'all know y'all found the girl you want to be with? Because y'all be playing.
Oh, I got this one. The way you know you found the girl that you want to be with is if I find myself being with you, enjoying my time with you, mm-hmm. I'm going to cut everybody else off. You're going to get all my time. You're going to get my attention. And that's going to be that, because if you really that good to get all my attention, then, hey, you must deserve me. And I deserve you, too. If I got your attention, you got mine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I know. If you give me butterflies in my stomach, you know, make me feel like I'm the only dude on the world. That's the greatest feeling ever. So you're going to feel loved and you're going to want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to give that back, too.
Exactly. What about you, Aaron?
I feel like with males, more so, I meet a lot of women. It's more so like when you meet that one that's for you, for one, I always put it in perspective to sex. Sex is huge, you know, nowadays with our generation. It's like our generation is so concerned with that. That's all they want. But it's more so like with the one that's for you, that's really not even a factor. It's more so like their presence is what you're there for. Their presence feels that good to you, where it's like you really just want to have a conversation with them. You know, you really just want to be around them. You know, all the other BS is just icing on the cake. It's more so like.
So sex is a bonus.
It is. It's more so like when somebody's for me, like, it really just feel like it's me and them, like, on this earth. That's it. It's just me and them.
That's so romantic. Like, bro,
I feel like I be flying, bro. Bro, boot it.
All right. Next question. At Haley Brooks with 3 Z's asks, why do dudes still try to impress their homeboys even though some of them are bums?
Look, if you trying to impress another male, something wrong with you. I mean, me, I ain't care about what no male think unless it's my pops or something like that. It's more so like, you know, I feel like dudes be trying to oppress other males for approval more so. I mean, I feel like you shouldn't. The only person you should be asking for opinions on anything is your guys, your dudes, the people you rock with in your circle, and the males that's in your circle, pretty much, that's family included. So, I mean, the ones that's searching approval from their guys, really just, they don't have approval from themselves.
That's good. I like that. What about you?
See, me, it's like, okay, I'm never going to look for approval from any dude. I'm never going to look for approval from any dude, but I will ask my boys, you know, my males in my family, I'll ask males for their opinions. Mm-hmm. And I can ask for their opinion, but it's up to me if I'm going to, like, use their opinion, because I'll go against the grain, because it's like a check. If I'm trying to see if I'm feeling the right way, am I tripping, or is this? Mm-hmm. So I gotta see if I'm not tripping. So I ask somebody who is on the same playing field as me, or know exactly what I'm going through, about what's going on with me, and they're like, oh, this and this, but I can do this and this, and maybe do the exact opposite as well. Right. So I'll ask for opinions, but I'll go against the grain quick if it's not something I feel.
Okay. All right. Last but not least, you guys, because I really like this question, and I want you to be completely honest, because I say this because this is what I too want to ask men. I want, her name is at the Glass of Art. And she asked, do you guys think it's fair to have bolder standards for women to live up to than you have for yourselves? And what she means by this, well, what I mean by that is, you know, it's a lot of pressure I feel like men put on women. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to have our hair done, our nails done, our toes done, you know, it's just always a lot of men put pressure on women. But y'all, you put on a hat, you out the door, and
straight like that.
And I, you know, but it's a lot. Women have to. It's a societal thing that women, we feel like we have to live up to satisfy a man. And why is that? Why do you think that is?
I feel like on this one, it's more so like I feel like we have bolder standards for women. I like, for me, I personally, I love a woman who loves, like, really loves herself. Damn near conceited. You feel me? Like, love yourself to death. Don't show love to me unless you really mean it. Mm-hmm. So it's more so like, I don't know. I love a woman who could cater to herself. You know, I mean, I like feet. I ain't too big on them. I mean, I don't want them to look like mine, though, you know. And, you know.
Well, why does yours look like that?
I play football. I play college ball. So it's like, my feet toe up.
So what if she dance?
I mean, she didn't. I mean, that's different, though. You know, or I mean, if you have a reasoning.
Volleyball, like basketball. I mean,
still, your feet shouldn't look like mine, though.
Why?
Because you're going. I mean, women usually go get, what is it, pedicures?
Men's pedicures, bro.
They usually go get their feet.
But why do women have to go do that if they don't want to?
You don't want to know what. I mean, you lay in the bed with your shorty, she have toenails scratch you on your legs. Bro.
But you scratching her. It's just, y'all have bolder standards for us. We have to be dang near perfect.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. Yeah. Be yourself, because that's who I love. You feel me? That's who I'm going to love. Be yourself.
Yeah.
But hygiene is like top tier for me. So, you know, get them toes and them hands right for sure. Them teeth too. You know, all that.
I feel like his example was a great example. But It's like it's like he didn't put it in the right context.
I did.
So for women, it's like, you know, it's certain things that women like. It's certain things that men expect women to take care of. It's certain things that women expect men to take care of. Just like how y'all was talking about, like getting the pedicure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a dude expects a woman to do that. Just like how a woman expects a man to keep a haircut. So, I feel like the standards aren't fair. Because, in all honesty, dudes actually do ask for more than they give.
Yes.
Agreed.
Cook my food.
Oh, nah. I mean,
you could cook, you that's good though.
Yeah. I mean, see, okay, that's, and that would be probably cool. Like, I wouldn't demand cook my food, but if you know how to cook, go for it. Because if we go out and we eat, I'm not going to let you touch your wallet.
At all.
Okay, that's great. Top
tier. Yeah, so it goes hand in hand. You gotta play the roles. Like, all right. Everybody got their own different role.
Okay. And I saw you looking at my feet.
Your feet look good. I used your feet as a great example.
Alrighty. So we had a good day.
I ain't trying to come for your
We
dick.
Had a good show. I really enjoyed you guys. I want to say your names again. Aaron Starks and Jalen Jackson. Royal Breed and Player Essentials, the new hottest brands that's coming out. It's going to come to your stores. Soon. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We'll see you back again next week on the Kendall Doyle Show. It's a wrap.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom. Kaboom in your face.